It's time for the game plan as we talk Maine Black Bear football. Brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718. And by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor. Full service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. Online at creative-ps.com. Bob Lucy joins us this afternoon. Hello there, partner. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Rich. Another beautiful fall day. We had a little respite with the bye week, so ready to go tomorrow.
We did. We had a little bye week, but you and I were communicating a lot last Saturday as some of the scores came in, and some very interesting scores last week in the CAA and, of course, college football in general.
Absolutely. As we thought, the CAA is going to be full of hard-fought games and some surprises throughout the season.
Yeah, nobody learned that any more than Maine's opponent this weekend, Villanova, everybody's preseason favorite. We knew there might be some issues when they got thumped by Army a couple of weeks ago, but I don't know if anybody saw last week's loss to Monmouth coming.
No, that was a surprise when Army rushed 55 times for 472 yards against them, averaging 8.6 yards per carry. But Monmouth did just about as well. They rolled up 321 rushing yards, and they were just outstanding. They averaged 7.8 yards per rush and had four rushing touchdowns. But this is a proud Villanova program who has historically been very good year in and year out, won a national title in 2009, and they have a prolific offense full of playmakers. So they're going to, you know, be tough to corral offensively. Defensively, I'm sure they've put a lot of time in this week getting ready for the upcoming game with Maine.
Absolutely. Well, it's big for both teams. Both need a conference win. For Maine, it's the first conference game of the season, and they're looking for their first win overall. Villanova suddenly at 2-2 and 0-1 in the conference. Let's start with that offense, and you talked about them. They've got some talent there with a tough veteran quarterback and Connor Watkins, a terrific group of wide receivers, and one of the best running backs in the CAA.
Yeah, Rich, I'm really impressed with the new quarterback, Connor Watkins, who happens to come from the same hometown as Joe Fagnano in Port, Pennsylvania. But he's played really well. He's thrown for 807 yards this season. He currently leads all FCS quarterbacks in both yards per attempt, 11.9 yards per attempt, and yards per completion, an astounding 18.8 yards per completion. And oh, by the way, he's another dual threat quarterback. Imagine that. He rushed for 180 yards, four touchdowns, and 6.2 yards per carry over their first four games. So he's done an outstanding job. And Jalen Jackson, seems like he's been there for about 6 years. he's outstanding. He's coming off his best game of his career last Saturday against Monmouth, when he rushed 28 times for 187 yards and three touchdowns. And then they've got the top receiver in the league, too. Wide receiver Jaron Hayek leads the CAA in receiving yards with 408.
And we talked about
yards per game with 102, and then yards per reception with 22.7 yards per reception. He's outstanding.
Yeah, and we talked about how many points and yards they've given up, but boy, they've done pretty well offensively, 448 yards per game and averaging nearly 34 points per game so far.
Yeah, and they've got an outstanding offense. And it's not just the playmakers, Rich. It's the offensive line. They've got a couple of outstanding offensive linemen that have gotten some recognition nationally and through the CAA, led by their right guard, Michael Corby, a 6'3", 335-pound grad student from Annapolis, Maryland, was an All-American player in 2021, and he's a preseason All-American player this year. And then a center, Colin Gamroth, 6'4", 305-pound grad student, and he's been All-CAA a couple of times. They've got some other guys that have played a lot of football, Rich, including their right tackle, Nick Torres, a 6'6", 320-pound senior with 11 starts last year. So this is a veteran group up front. They do a nice job getting push and establishing a physical presence with the ground game. averaging 246 rushing yards per game and almost 6 yards per carry, and they've rolled up 11 touchdowns. But they can also protect the quarterback Watkins in the pocket pretty well. So Maine's got their work cut out for them defensively this week against this Villanova offense.
And Maine's defense, although I thought they played better, maybe the best they've played yet against Boston College a couple of weeks ago, but still giving up way too many rushing yards and unable to get the defense off the field on third downs.
Well, those are two things they've got to work on for sure, Rich. Right now, they're allowing 190 rushing yards per game. They've allowed 10 rushing touchdowns this season. They've done better against the pass, only allowing 184 passing yards per game and 4 passing touchdowns this season. I think the one thing that they need to improve in, as you mentioned, is third down defense. They're allowing their opponents to convert 47.5%. They've got to get that number down. Fourth down defense is 50%, but they've only had 1 for 2 against them. But turnovers, they've got to start forcing turnovers. They turned over New Mexico twice with interceptions, but the last two games, they don't have a forced turnover. They've done a really nice job getting pressure on the pocket. They're third in the CAA with 3 sacks per game average. They got 9 in the season. And tackles for loss, they've done quite well as well with 16 of those. But I think, you know, you targeted it. Maine's got to get off the field on third down, and Maine's got to really be stout against the run against Villanova.
Bob Lucy with us for the game plan here on Downtown this afternoon. Offensively, the Black Bears, we talked about this for the last several weeks. They need to continue to try and establish a run. They just haven't found a go-to guy there. Now, there have been some injuries to the offensive line, and that's certainly made a difference, but we just haven't seen the kind of productivity that Maine needs to be successful out of that running game.
No, we haven't, Rich. Maine right now is averaging 2.6 yards per rush. That's the lowest in the league. 87 rushing attempts, also lowest in the league. 227 overall rushing yards, lowest in the league. And they're tied for the lowest in the league in rushing touchdowns with 1. And they have the least rushing yards per game of any team in the league, 75.7. They have a long run this year of only 16 yards, Rich. I think they've got the ability to make something happen this week, and they've got to get it going early up front. They need to get a push. They need to get some open seams, and they need to develop a physical presence and some confidence. That's going to be very important. I think to win this game, they've got to productively pound the rock, and they absolutely need to control the clock. They're last in the league in time of possession per game, 26 minutes and 39 seconds. They've got to keep the high-powered Villanova offense off the field.
And of course, without that running game, that puts a lot of pressure on Joe Fagnano. It makes the play-action pass that much less effective. And we've seen Joe struggle at times. This is a quarterback who rarely threw interceptions in his first few seasons, but this year, 3 touchdowns, but also 3 interceptions. And part of that is that he doesn't have a lot of time. And I think part of it, too, is Joe just trying to do it all because the run game hasn't been there.
Well, it certainly put a lot of pressure on Joe Fagnano in the passing game because they haven't had a very productive run game. And I think the one thing that he's able to do effectively is throw on the run, at times getting out of the pocket so he has better vision and maybe some layered routes. And he's also, I believe, got to continue to do what he was doing against BC, climb the pocket, design run plays. He's a good athlete. He can run. He's 6'3", 225 pounds. And Connor Watkins is the same, 6'3", 225 pounds. And Watkins has been doing a good job running. He's averaging 6.2 yards per carry. As I mentioned, he's got 4 rushing touchdowns. Joe Fagnano can do the same thing with his feet. We've seen him do it before. And, you know, I think that could be something that could be really beneficial and might open up that ground game a little bit with the deception on that zone read inside. Is he going to give it off? Is he going to read the defensive end? And if they collapse, take it himself, are there some design ways that he can get up the middle? I think all of those things are going to be important because Maine has got to get the run established if they're going to score more points. Right now, only averaging 11.7 points per game, and only have scored 10 points in the first quarter over their last six games.
And you've talked about this throughout the season, Bob. The key offensively is to get the ball in the hands of those playmakers. Now, we saw Xavier Scott get much more involved against BC, and he had some very productive yards. Montego Moss has emerged now, 12 catches, 98 yards, and a couple of touchdowns on the season. But we need to see Sean Bowman get the ball more, because he makes good things happen, averaging 13.4 yards per reception. And Freddie Brock, who rushed for over 700 yards last year, but has only 20 touches through three games.
Yeah, and I think Freddie Brock, to me, is the playmaker in space they need to get going. He has got great speed. He's shifty. He's hard to tackle. He can catch the ball coming out of the backfield on the bubble screen. He is a ticking time bomb if he has his hands on the ball 20 to 22 times a game. Xavier Scott, as you mentioned, is another one of those guys that can make big plays. He's got great speed. He's powerful as a runner. After the catch, right now with 13 receptions for 175 yards, and that breakout game that he had against BC, you know, where he was, doing some great things, 8 receptions for 135 yards, a long of 49 yards. I wonder, too, if we might see Trevin Ewing a little bit as a receiver. He looks great returning kickoffs. He's averaging over 24 yards a kickoff return, had a 73-yard return against BC. So there are playmakers for sure that Maine can get the ball to. Another one, Rich, is Rohan Jones. We haven't seen him do a whole lot. Couple of rushes. He had one reception for 10 yards at BC. But he's a big guy. He's a great athlete, and he's got good speed, and he's another playmaker.
You mentioned Trevin Ewing, and I would say in the first three games, special teams have certainly been a bright spot for the Black Bears, with Ewing on kick returns. Cole Baker has been very solid on extra points and field goals, and Brian Cooey has just been performing at all-conference level as a punter for the Bears.
I think their special team play has been stellar throughout the season so far, Rich. Brian Cooey, second in the league, averaging 43.4 yards per punt. He's got 8 punts that were fair caught, 7 inside the 20. As a kickoff specialist, he's got a couple of touchbacks. He's been outstanding and very consistent. Cole Baker, you mentioned him, had a 45-yard field goal at BC. He's 2-for-3 on field goals. And Trevin Ewing, as I mentioned, as a returner. So I think it's not only those people I mentioned, but it's the collective group, the people hustling down there on kickoffs, doing a great job protecting. That's been a really stellar group so far this year for Maine.
Well, it's such an interesting game, Bob, given what we've seen out of Villanova the last couple of weeks, because ultimately it always comes down to success in the conference. As the coach has said, everything that Maine wanted to do is still out there on the table for them, and it sure looks like the CAA is wide open. Now, Richmond and Delaware look awfully tough, but all those Southern teams have to play each other at some point. So if Maine could get a win tomorrow against Villanova, that certainly would be a tremendous start to the conference season and put them in good shape to make some things happen.
Well, that's the nice thing, Rich, about this time of year, as you start to work yourself into conference play. It's like a new season. Maine has won 15 of the last 20 games in the month of October. Astoundingly, Maine has won 6 straight games on October 1st. In my little research, I found that over the last 72 years, Maine has a record of 9-1 on October 1st. Maine has not lost on October 1st in 45 years. Got to go back to 1977 when Maine lost to Rhodey 28-0. So it's been a good month for them, and October 1st has been a very good day for Maine in terms of winning. And I think what Maine needs to do tomorrow is they need to come out, they need to be a physical presence on both sides of the ball, they need to get a good start early, and they're going to have to get the run game going, balance that with throwing, and they need to stretch Villanova vertically. They have got to take some shots downfield. They've got to get some separation with their receivers, make them defend the whole field. And I think the other thing, Rich, is, you know this, the formula for Maine defensively: stop the run on first and second down, pressure the pocket on third down, and get to the quarterback. And they've got to get some heat on Watkins, and they've got to do a really good job against a real good run game that Villanova has and some excellent receivers. But when you go back to 2018 in Orono, that's the last time Maine has beaten Villanova, and the formula was defense. Maine held them to 10 points, 181 yards of total offense. They were 3 of 13 on third down. And you may remember Kenny Doak with a school record tying game-ending 52-yard field goal beat Villanova 13-10 in 2018 at Maine.
And by the way, Robert, until 2 minutes ago, I'm pretty sure you were the only person in America who knew that October 1st stat.
Well, that could be. I don't know.
Well, it's out there for everybody. That's what we love. We look forward to it. Tomorrow, it's a 1 o'clock start for Maine and Villanova. Bob, we thank you as always, Pard. I'll see you in the morning.
Sounds good, Rich. Thank you.
Bob Lucy, the game plan for Maine football. Brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole, 307-7718. And by Creative Print Services, where you can take your business to the next level with professional and innovative work. The experienced team at Creative works with you to provide full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing for your business or organization. A full-color printing, business cards and forms, brochures, flyers, and more. Fast, accurate printing is their specialty. Creative Print Service is a proud supporter of the Black Bears. Call 947-2250 or visit creative-ps.com.